Welcome to the Monday Morning Episodes. Each episode is a crisp 15 minutes or less, and it features a diverse lineup of guests, from accomplished authors and amazing practice owners to highly respected experts, consultants, and innovative entrepreneurs in their respective industry. Now, the mission of this episode is to bring you a single extraordinary piece of advice for practice owners that's not just insightful, but also a bit unconventional, possibly controversial, or even unheard of. And here's the interesting part. The advice can span across various domains. It can be about business acumen, self-development techniques, or health-related insights. So get ready for some thought-provoking, paradigm-shifting ideas that might just be the game changer you've been looking for in your life and practice. Let's get started. Hey, Kira, so talk to us. What's one piece of advice you can give us this Monday morning?
Oh, Michael, thanks for having me on. So mine is going to be a little controversial and unconventional, is to stop hating your problems and learn to love them, which I know feels a little funny to hear. And I'm going to tie it into numbers for you. But as I was thinking about it, our bodies, like when we have pain, like the natural tendency is to pull back from that pain. And so I was thinking about this and I thought, like, there are things that cause like psychological pain as well. And those psychological pains are ones to like lean into. And our brain is a web of even more nervous cells. And so like our natural tendency is like when there are problems, we want to pull away from it. We want to run away from it. We don't want this to be our problem. But the exact opposite, I believe, is what is needed to actually lean into them, solve them, because problems can create innovation. And I feel like, again, it's counterintuitive to what we think we should do, but stop hating our problems and truly learn to love them.
What are some common problems that you see a lot of us, either as humans or as practice owners, tend to hate the most, where we either ignore it or it bites us back in the butt later on?
Yeah, I would say like the number one thing I see with our dentists that we coach are numbers. I think numbers are just one thing. We don't want to look at it. We think that me knowing my numbers, me looking into my numbers, I am a dentist. I am an entrepreneur. I'm a business owner. I don't know numbers. I know dentistry. And so it's almost like even with my hands, like we're pushing back, we're pushing against that, but leaning into that problem, because so many of our problems actually stem from not knowing our numbers. Can I hire this person or can I not? I have a client currently and she's like, Kira, I've got all this turnover. And I'm like, well, one, like, let's look at the pattern. So like leaning into the hiring piece. But if you don't know your numbers, it's very hard to make decisions of, can I afford this person? Can I actually give raises? What do I need to do in case of a recession? How can I recession-proof my business? What is my true overhead? How do I, like, what do I need to set my production goals for? Looking at all those numbers, I would say is like the number one thing. People literally, like, it's like a visceral response. Like, no, I don't want to know my numbers. I don't want to look at the P&L. It feels like a totally foreign language, which it is. And it's scary and it's daunting. But honestly, leaning into that and loving the things that possibly cause the initial pain are going to be the ones that give you the most freedom.
So then going with the numbers side of this, the main numbers we need to be looking at are what? Because that's a good point you brought out, where it's like, I would feel like, man, I'm just so overwhelmed. We need another hygienist. Or, oh my God, I don't want to do hygiene. Or we need another assistant, another front office, because we feel overwhelmed. But what numbers need to speak?
Yeah. So what I love, and we actually just created an awesome calculator that I think people can have, is number one, like go through and figure out if you don't know what your overhead is. So overhead is all the costs of running the business prior to paying our doctors. And like sometimes if you've got associate doctors, that should go up in the top line overhead. But then below that would be how much we're paying you as a doctor. And then below that is how much are our debt services to ultimately get a profit number. And I like every office to be running at least at a 20% profit margin after paying themselves and after debt services. That would be ideal. But then looking at the overhead, ideally between 50 and 60% is a great number. Now, when we look at it, it's also then you can tie into, all right, what is my payroll? Payroll right now, you're in California, Michael. Mm-hmm. So 30% has been the standards recently, but in some areas it's higher than that. And so if I want to get my overhead down to 50% or 60%, looking at all those different metrics and the numbers and knowing what should my supply cost be? What should my payroll be? What should my labs be? What should my marketing be? All those different areas and making sure that they're in line, but then really looking at what my true profit is and then making sure I know what my cash flow is, that's going to help you then maneuver throughout to know what exactly do I need to change, to adjust, and looking at numbers, not as like pain or punishment or I'm not doing this right, but as levers on a dial of which one can I turn? It's like a combination lock. If I turn this one just a little bit, or I turn this one just a little bit, we instantly get more cash flow, less stress, but I'm able to hire more and have a happier team at the same time. So a lot of people had really bad Decembers. And I think, well, go look at the numbers. Why was it a bad December? It was a bad December because we had holiday parties, we had bonuses, we had PTO. Well, if we use those numbers and look to see how much extra was being paid in December, divide that out amongst 11 months, now it's a very small amount that we save up through every single month. We can prepare that into our costs. December won't have to be a hard month for you ever again, but it's looking at those numbers first of the overhead, the profitability of the practice, and then we move into like the KPI. So what's going to influence the supplies? What's going to influence the payroll? What's going to influence that and getting your team bought into it? And I think like, gosh, Michael, I could come on here and talk about anything, right? Like any topic, but I promise you, if I can empower people to not be afraid of the numbers and to say like, all right, it's kind of like, I think, air traffic control towers. Can you imagine, like, just for 3 seconds, like, I cannot imagine hearing the nonsense chaos that that poor person's having to, like, navigate through. It probably sounds like static in their ears. But, like, the more they listen to it, the more they're able to understand. They're able to understand what those pilots need and be able to guide them in safely. Same thing with looking at your numbers. It might feel like static and chaos and overwhelming today, but even just committing to, I'm going to look at my P&L every month. I'm going to figure out what my overhead is. I'm going to figure out what my cash flow is. Those little tiny steps that seem daunting, one step is going to lead you to financial freedom. And that's honestly where Dennis, like if you want to feel free, confident, and secure, knowing those numbers forward and backward and then getting your team bought into it, it's going to give you all the freedom that you've ever wanted.
Are you struggling to make your practice stand out in your community? Well, Studio 88 specializes in transforming that pain point with compelling, unique stories that resonate with potential patients in your community, ensuring your practice isn't just seen, but remembered. Now, take advantage of an exclusive offer Studio 88 is giving you, which is $1,000 off. That's $1,000 off any website package, and that's to catapult your visibility and attraction. Go in the show notes below and click on the first link in the show notes below and just see the beautiful, amazing, compelling websites Studio 88 can create for you. And they're giving you $1,000 off any package that they offer you. So don't let obscurity be your practice's story. With Studio 88, become the narrative that captivates and retains. Go in the show notes below. Click on the first link in the show notes below and grab that offer. Grab that $1,000 off any website package today. Do you let the whole team know all the numbers?
It depends on the practice and it depends on the owner. So in our company, like in the ones I've been a part of and the practices I've owned and the practices I've been a team member in, typically, yes, they do share their numbers. And what I mean by sharing all the numbers, doctors, I don't care what you're paid. I want you to be paid a very healthy amount. I tell all of my teams, you want your doctors paid insanely well because when they're secure, your job is secure. And so I don't think you need to necessarily share like your pay, your cash flow. I think that that can be personal for you. But the top line overhead numbers of our payroll, all those different pieces, for sure, let them know what the benchmarks are. Teams honestly want to support you. As a team member myself, I was a team member before I became a consultant. I've owned practices. Just know that that team wants to support you and they're not thinking about you like, oh, they want to buy a boat. It's literally like, tell me the number, let's go for it. But they need to know what they're guiding towards and what their metric is in order to be able to hit it correctly.
Gotcha. Okay. That's interesting. So if the numbers don't work when it comes to wanting to hire an employee, where do you think they can start trimming?
Yes. So like I said, first is the overhead. Second, I like to have a monthly cost spreadsheet for every practice that I work with. This is like annoying, Michael. This is the stuff that's controversial. This is the stuff of like the discipline here will create the freedom in the future. So get your monthly costs up there of everything that you're spending. Go back to last month's credit card statement. Go back, put in like, I've got this assistant. I pay them $25, $30 an hour or whatever you pay in your area. And they work this many hours. I always err on the high end, not the low end. So that way I can see like my quick month at a glance costs. Then from there, if I can't afford, let's say I need to bring on another assistant, I'm going to go look at the remaining cost below. Am I paying for extra things? Like, do I have subscriptions that maybe I could consolidate? Could I maybe go and work with like Synergy of a supply group and get my supplies lower? are there ways that I could maybe change my labs? Is there, maybe I'm paying for Netflix and we don't need to pay for Netflix. Do I have like subscriptions on there that maybe are no longer serving us? If so, that's where I would start to trim first. But like, again, numbers are levers. So either we increase the production or we decrease the cost. And I'm always pro of like, let's cut the costs that are unnecessary. But also, can we look at our schedule and can we find out within our schedule, are we like, what is our dollar per hour? Are we using block scheduling instead of just letting patients go wherever we want? Are we making an ideal schedule and having our patients schedule there? Like those little things can make your hourly be so much more productive with ease, and you're doing nothing else other than just scheduling the patients in a more effective block. So before I go cut teams or I cut anything else like that, let's look at your schedule too. And could we make your schedule a bit more productive so that way your time there is better utilized, and then we could hire that team member. And also just knowing the number, break it down. A lot of times we break it down into like, oh, I need to make this per month. Break it down into per month, per week, per day, per hour. And then again, build that block schedule. It's really fun. You can get into Excel. Like this is where you get into the nitty gritty. And I love to do this for offices. But I found for offices, when you like get even into that schedule before you go cutting costs, I've been able to add usually between $30,000 and $50,000 like minimum. I've even had upwards of $100,000 per month added to a schedule. And they're working no more hours. We're not having to do extra treatment. It's using the treatment we have, having better blocks, and then teaching your team how to be like, oh my gosh, Dr. Michael's incredible. They do their crowns at 8 o'clock or at 10 o'clock. Which time works best for you? So I'm guiding the patient into a perfect schedule. I'm not going to go cut costs. But then after that, like from there, then we go and figure it out. But I would rather see, could I be more productive with my scheduling before I'm having to cut other people to be able to hire? And then also sometimes you might have to make a, all right, I'm going to do a hope, a wish, and a prayer. I know this person is going to bring in revenue over the next 3 months. Can I sustain that extra cost for 3 months? And if so, that was a good investment. And I've even hired people and been like, look, I can't afford you today, but I know you're going to be able to bring in the income I need to be able to afford you. I've got 3 months and you're going to prove your worth. And this is where we are. And it's a hope, it's a wish. But if they know and you know, I've never been burned in that situation. Maybe someone has, but being upfront and honest, they usually will prove their worth really quickly and pay for themselves. And that's usually like a TC, an OM, a hygienist, a producer. Usually they're a cost I'm willing to run maybe a little high on for 3 months because they'll pay for themselves within that 3 month period.
Interesting. You tell them that you're like, hey, I can't afford you, but I'm going to hire you.
I have Michael.
Interesting.
I just think have the honest combo because yeah. I want to be upfront with them of like, today I know I need you. I can't necessarily afford you, but I'm also so confident that you're going to bring in the revenue to my practice to be able to afford you. Like they're a producer, right? A hygienist is a producer, a doctor's a producer, a treatment coordinator. They're not technically a producer, but they can close cases to put money on the books. They're going to actually pay for themselves. And like, yeah, I hired a treatment coordinator in my first practice and I was like, I can still see her. And I said, honest to goodness, like you are out of the budget of what I was planning, but I'm so confident you're going to be able to make up your salary in our monthly revenue. I got 3 months of a runway. And if not, like, I honestly am going to have to part ways with you. And she was so like, she was a TC and she's like, oh girl, I'm going to put this money on your books. Like you will pay for me like 10 times. And she did. She was an incredible, incredible hire. But sometimes you got to just take the risk too, knowing that you're hiring who you can't afford today, but who's going to put money on your books. Be careful though. You don't want to get into hot water, but producers, I'll take a risk and I'll run on them knowing that they'll bring revenue to my practice.
What does hot water look like?
Hot water is when you're not paying yourself and you're taking out like second mortgages on your house. I've had some doctors where they're like, it's just like, we're just going to keep pumping money into the machine versus saying like, all right, what things do we need to cut? At this point, we do need to cut costs. And maybe that is cutting. I never like to cut team members. They're my last one. A lot of consultants are the opposite and they come and just slash. Mm-hmm. I just feel like teams are valuable and I see them as assets, not liabilities of a practice. And so hot water is you're not paying yourself. We're taking out more loans. And there's a fine line of having the hustle versus the like completely engulfs you to where you can't come back from it. And so that's going to be your hot water. I don't like to run less than like a 5% profit. Now, if you're a startup practice, you're going to be negative for a few months, but you've got your working capital. Hire the people that are going to produce for you. Be strategic. On my startups, I'm always like, have the hygiene patients come in. But if they need dentistry, do that first. And then schedule them back on Friday and hire a temp hygienist on just Fridays. That way, when you're here, you're doing more production instead of just doing the hygiene. Scooch that out to Friday, fill a full Friday schedule. you are always able to produce. That's how you build up a schedule. So always also be working at the top of your license is a good way to look at it as well.
Interesting. Okay. Awesome, Kira. Thank you so much for being with us. But before we say goodbye, can you tell our listeners where they can find you?
Absolutely. If you want help with this, if you want help to get your numbers, I love to do this. And this is why we built the Dental A Team. It's consulting and we have virtual and in-person. We have lots of different things. It's a ton of fun. So head on over to thedentalateam.com. You can also listen to our podcast, The Dental A Team Podcast. And if you ever are curious about consulting, every Friday at 8:30 a.m. Pacific, 11:30 a.m. Eastern, you can come pop on. We have a 15-minute like learn about consulting, see if it's a good fit for you. No stress. You can just come learn. But I'd love to help anyone out. TheDentalAteam.com. And if you tell us that you came from this podcast, we actually have preferred pricing for all the listeners here. So definitely mention it. We want to take care of you guys. Go have an incredible day. Thanks, Michael. It was a good time.
Awesome. So guys, go check out the preferred pricing in the show notes below and reach out to Kira too with the links in the show notes below. And Kira, thank you so much for being with us. It's been a pleasure and we'll hear from you soon.
Thanks. See ya.